המשך הטסט ומסירות מראש של הקנטיניות חב זה כסלב התרשם למזהים ביסר את הולמיות להתיד ויסט למון הקנטיניות ונישב האוניברסיטי
ברוך המסר יהיו בתארת דרים דתית צריכה שאו יחס לב ודאוך מנשן זאת איזה ראי בן צמודרים מרבונו סדם יצאיר נו מיד רבונו נתפוסע בוצינס ודאייסים צמודר סובימוקי מצווה like nisuch nisuch hayayin so de mitzmut arim gaba so what would you want from the prayin so de och de och and the rin spelled out explicitly that the aloha of secretion the lich des leiz muta the chalapoches and the reise level is in quite a kule not just by Shabbos because of the lach machshavis so if they have a lotion in the rosh that is to the contrary so that means that the rosh is chelik an older Hashem so what do they want from Reb Chaim? I mean, I don't understand why they all mention that rosh. The rosh is difficult, the rosh has to be explained, but the och and the reed, they all say that the aloha of secretion is muter is a dimin collateral anyway, so the och shitting is that the secretion of Yich Pesrei is muter and collateral even the rabbon. The Ri is chelik an olam, and the Ri says that it's osam l'rabon. But so why is alf yair the vishim? Because mokim mitzvahs v'chachom lo matah. Why is makis mose muter l'chatchile? Because mokim tzaire. So there is no isar rabon. So the Ri on the reis level he agrees with yeshiva. He's not chelik. Who is the one who is chelik and the och shite on the reis level? That's Tesis and Shabbos that Gimel. Tesis and Shabbos that Gimel says that the reason as to why Matis Mose is Muter, is because we pass like Rav Shimon that Loch Hashem Yitzrich Ligufo is Muter Midraise, God Midrabon Mitzosa. So here, the Smokim Tzaires of the Chachomim didn't pass her. Mashein came according to Rav Yudeh, who says Loch Hashem Yitzrich Ligufo is Chaye. So then Matis Mose is also the rice. So in other words, Tesis and Shabbos that Gimu is really can be all shite and the rice not like the Ri. The Ri here in Tzuvahs agrees with the all shite and the rice level. He is only chelik and the all shite and the rabbon level. Whereas the all hold that the creation of Yichvesle is mutar even chatrile and even shaloi mokin tzare, even shaloi mokin mitzvah. So the Ri says, no, only Mokim Tzare, like Matis Mose, and only in Zalpiyan or Gabiishim, Mokim Mitzke, otherwise it's also the Rabbon. But he says in Shabbos Dav Gimel, he says that the only reason as to why Matis Mose is Muter, because we pask like Rav Yehuda, not only in the Lashem Yisrat, but also in the Shire of the Lashem Tzuchul Gufo, that it's part of Milreis. But of course, according to Rabbi Shimon, Milochin Tzchel Gufo is not a Milreis, it's part of, but Milrabon is definitely also. Since it only involves, according to Rabbi Shimon, Milochin Tzchel Gufo is Milrabon, so Milrabon, Mokim Tzaire, the Chachom Lomata, yes.
That's true, it's also arguments on the earth. In other words, that reason is one reason, and Milochin's
gotten to be the reason. Of course it proves. Because Tesis says that the only reason as to why Matis Mose is Mutam Mokim Tzaire because we pass like Rav Shimon. That means if we were to pass like Rav Yehuda, that Loch Hashem Tzricho Ligufo is Chayev, because it's two separate questions. It's just a coincidence that there is a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon and two halachos. One machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is an equation quarter kule, whether Doroshim is Chavim is Mutan quarter kule, or Doroshim is Chavim is Osan quarter kule, and every other Rishim pask like Rav Shimon in Doroshim is Chavim quarter kule. The only Rishim I mentioned at last week who paskens like Rav Yehuda quarter kule, Doroshim is Chavim is Osan Yeshivas, is Shimon Yochanan. All the other Rishim pask like Rav Shimon in quarter kule, Doroshim is Chavim is Mutan, and then there is another Machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon and the Shabbos question, where Loch Hashem Tzchel Gufo by Shabbos is Mutter, or Loch Hashem Tzchel Gufo by Shabbos is Chayav. So most Rishonim pask like Rav Shimon, lo Hashem Tzricha Legufo, is Potter. The Rambam, he paskins like Rav Yehuda. That lo Hashem Tzricha Legufo is Chayev. And still the Rambam paskins. That Matis Moshe is Mutter. So of course the Rambam couldn't agree with the Shita of Tesis and Shabbos that Gimel, that the only etta for Matis Moshe and not Mitzare is because we fast like a Shinnah. Because the Lord is good for his potter. The Rambam fasts like a Bimloch, it's good for his Chayev, and still Matis Moshe is Mutter. So this is what Reb Chaim says. Now the question that is raised against the Rambam is, because the Gemara says, Rab says Matis Moshe is Mutter. And why does Rab say Matis Moshe is Mutter? Because Rab still is Rabbi. So the question is raised, Kashi is raised against the Rambam. So the Gemara in effect spells this out, that the only reason is why Rab says Matis Moshe is Mutter, because he passed things like Rab Shimon, that Melo Hashem Tzrich Oli Gufo is Potter. But the Rambam passes like a beautiful and scribble is higher, so Matis Moshe should be also. So Reb Chaim says, the Rav happens to pass like a Yehuda in the Loch Hashem Tzrich Gufo, but Rav happens to pass like Reb Yehuda, and I'm sorry, Rav happens to pass like a Shimon in the Loch Hashem Tzrich Gufo, that is better, but Rav at the same time, he holds like a Yehuda, that in Kol Tzrich Kule, Dovashim Mishad and Mishayim. So Mele, he couldn't. That's what Gemara has to say, I leave it to Rav, that the reason is why Rav says Matis Moshe is Mutter, is because he passes like Rav Shimon Melor Hashem Tzrich Oli Gufo is Potter. But if Rav had passed like Rav Yehuda, that Melor Hashem Tzrich Oli Gufo would be Melor Hashem Tzrich Oli Gufo would be Chayev. And in view of the fact that Rav paskins like Rav Yehuda, the Dorosh in Yisrav and Yisrael, so Mele, he couldn't say that Matis Moshe is Mutter, because he paskins like Rav Yehuda, the Dorosh in Yisrav and Yisrael. So he says, Chaim says, that even though the Or says that Tzichreshel Yichpesle is Mutter, so Tzichreshel Yichpesle is Mutter, so it's only Mutter in the Alibi Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, so Dov Hashem is Chav and is Mutter and Kolat Erekot. But the Or Shiti is that when is Tzichreishe considered Mishabim, if Nichabim, what if it's Lair Pesley, then Tzichreishe is not considered Mishabim, so Mele, even though there is a Tzichreishe, as long as it's Lair Pesley, as it's Loi Michalei, so it's not considered Mishab. Mashein, kin according to Rabbi Yudh, who says in Kolatere Kule, Dovashim Mishab Mishai, so there is no general din of Dovashim Mishab in being with a pattern. Dovashim Mishab is also a pattern. But, by Shabbos, Rabbi Yudh is made it, according to one Gilse, in Yume, the Dovashim Mishab is Potter. Not because of Dovashim Mishab as such, but because of Melechas Machsheves. So the din of Dorosh and Yishab and Kol HaTerei Kule, and the concept behind, underlying the halacha of Melechas Machsheves are two different kinds. The concept underlying the din of Dorosh and Yishab and Kol HaTerei Kule is the concept of kavone. In other words, in order that something should be Maisa Veire, it has to be Yishab. It has to be coupled with Kavanah. If the Maisa is done without intention, without Kavanah, then it's not awesome. But Tzichreishe is considered Mishabe. Which kind of Tzichreishe is considered Mishabe? Only Tzichreishe that is not Nichalei, that is Menefam. But Tzichreishe, Loi Nichalei, is not Menefam, that is indifferent to Loi Yachaslei, is not considered Mishabe. So the element of kavone is lacking. So according to Rav Shimon, the element of kavone is an essential ingredient in my saver in Kol HaTerei Kule. But Tzichreishe is considered mischave, but Tzichreishe nichale, but Tzichreishe loy nichale, loy nichale is not considered mischave. So mainly it's not osea, because the element of kavone is lacking. But the Goritz Rav Yudeh is Domash Nischaven is Chayvin Kavanah. So the element of Kavanah is not an essential component in Vigens in my Sabbath. It doesn't require Kavanah. But my Shabbos is Potter, not because the element of Kavanah is lacking, because the element of Yudeh is lacking. What does Melechus Machsheves imply? Melechus Machsheves does not imply that in order to be Loch Asura, so the element of intention has to be present. No. Melechus Machsheves implies that in order to be in Loch Asura, there has to be the element of Yudeh. In other words, if I go out on Shabbos in the street and I have a handkerchief in my pocket, and absentmindedly I wasn't aware that the handkerchief was in my pocket, and I walked in the Rishus Rabin, inasmuch as I didn't know, I wasn't conscious of the fact that I did the melacha that I carried. I didn't know I had the handkerchief in my pocket. So Mimele, it's not in Melech Asura. So the essential element in Melech Asmachsheves is not the element of Kavanah, it's the element of Yudeh. So when is the element of Yudeh lacking? If a person walks on dress on Shabbos. According to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to walk on dress on Shabbos. Many times when you walk, when you step on dress, you pluck out the dress. But it's crazy, it isn't, so it is mutar to walk on dress. According to Rabbi Yudeh, it's awesome. He says, suppose you walk on dress on Shabbos and you do clock out dress. But since it doesn't involve a situation, it wasn't in us to clock out the dress, so maybe you're not in there, Mr. Rice. Because in as much as it does not involve a situation, so maybe the element of Yudeh is lacking. Because he's not conscious that he clocked it out before he clocks it out. So he wasn't conscious that he's blocked out. After he plucked it out, and he stopped, and he tried to observe, so he saw there are a few grasses that he plucked out. But at the time he walked on the grass, he wasn't cognizant of the fact that he certainly is plucking out grass. He was cognizant of the fact that he possibly is plucking out grass, but he wasn't sure. So the element of Yudeh is lacking. So when is the element of Yudeh lacking? If there is no situation altogether. But suppose there is a situation. But the situation is a situation of Yichbes. So if there is a concept, if there is a prerequisite of Kavone, so then the Or says, when is Tzikreishe considered Mishabein, and the element of Kavanah is present, if he is Nene from the Melocha that is done. But if he is not Nene, it's Reichwesle, he's indifferent, or he is unhappy about it, so then it's not considered that the element of Kavanah is present. So Mele is Muda. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yudeh, there is no such prerequisite of Kavanah. God Kula is high. By Shabbos, as far as Kavanah is concerned, so Shabbos is just like God Kula. So just as God Kula, by Nozir and by Kibbutz of Kabbalah Mizbeach, there is no halacha of Kavanah. So by Shabbos there is no prerequisite of Kavanah either. But by Shabbos he is potter because Melechus Machsheves is not present. Why isn't Melechus Machsheves present? Because Melechus Machsheves implies that he doesn't be the Ose, not that he doesn't be Kavanose. He doesn't be the Ose. In other words, he has to be aware, he has to be conscious of the fact that he doesn't belong. So when there is no psychation, so he's not conscious. But when there is a psychation, even though it's a psychation, so conscious he is. Conscious he is, so maybe he's chayev. So he's chayev too. So this is the pshat. So maybe Reb Chaim says there is no kasha against the Rambam. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the reason is why Rav says Mappis Mosi is muter. Kol to Rabbi Shabbos is potter avolosa. Chutz mitlat. One of the what is Matismus et Sotzvi. Why? Because Rav passes like Rav Shimon, the Loch Hashim is the Gufa is part. But it's only Osam the Rabbon, some Mokim Tzare. There is no Osam the Rabbon. But the Rav passes like Rav Yudim, Loch Hashim is the Gufa is Chayet. So there is no Heter of Tzare. So why is it Muta Lechatchile? The answer is, Rav the Gemara mentions that the reason is why Rav says that Matismos is Muter because he passes like Rav Shimon, because Rav Lishito say he passes like Rav Yudeh, the Dover Shem Nishad Nishayet. So Matismos, so the Tzikreshel Yichpeslei, so Tzikreshel Yichpeslei is considered in Nishaven, but that's true out of the Rav Shimon, that there is such a requirement, a prerequisite as Mishrad. But according to Rav Yudeh, there is no such prerequisite as Mishrad. So even though it's considered in Mishrad, it's considered in Mishrad. So what? There is no such prerequisite as Kavone. Kavone is not an essential ingredient of the Maisaveri, God will call it. So it's not an essential ingredient of the Maisaveri in Lech HaShabbos either. But if there is no Psychresia altogether, so then even Rav Yudeh is made that it's not from the rising. Not because the element of Kavanah is lacking, because the element of Yidiyah is lacking. So when is the element of Yidiyah lacking? When there is no Psychresia altogether. But if there is a Psychresia, even though it's a Psychresia real personally, so then the element of Yidiyah is not lacking, so then it's higher. So why does Rav say that Matis Mos is Muter? Only because Rav happens to pass on like Rav Shimon, Loshin Tzvul Gufa is Potter. So Matis Mos and Loshin Tzvul Gufa. But if Rav had held that Loshin Tzvul Gufa is Chayet, and Rav holds that Loshin Tzvul is also Chayet, because he passes like a Yudin Loshin Tzvul, so Mele, it would be Osa Midaraisi. It would be Osa Midaraisi. Mashin Kid Rambam. True, he passes like a Yudin Loshin Tzvul Gufa is Chayet. But the Paskins, on the other hand, like Rav Shimon, the Dovashim is Chabin, called Kule is Muta. So Mele, Mapis Mos is Muta Lechatrile, without recourse to Tzari. The more mentions Mokin Tzari, Tiro Alib the Rav, who Paskins like Rav Shimon in Dovashim is Chabin, in called Kule. But Alib the Rav Shimon, we don't even have to resolve to Mokin Tzari in Tiro. Anyway, so this is the terrace that Rav Chaim mentions. And that Rambam. Now, so it seems that in case of Mirabeitz, so Mirabeitz is consistent, he says, but Lezer holds it is a Psychresh, and the Reis level it is a Psychresh. And what the Chachamim say is not a Psychresh, because if Mirabeitz is a Psychresh, it's only a Psychresh in series. And in the series, I suppose that it's not its creation in the sense of 100%. But it's its creation in the sense that most of the time, when you pour water over a plant, it's floor, an earthly floor, so you are master the goodness, most of the time. So, the Blazer host says two things. First of all, that cause of creation is considered as its creation that I say. And furthermore, that even if the Tzikreshe is the Tzikreshe in the series, so it's also considered the Tzikreshe. Even if the Tzikreshe is the Tzikreshe in the series. Whereas the Chachomim, they agree with Rav Lezer, that Dovashim Mishadim in Kolatir Kuli Yishayim. Dovashim Mishadim in Kolatir Kuli Yishayim. But by Shabbos, Dovashim Mishadim is Potter because it's not in Lachas Machshavos. So the Chachamim hold that even if there is a Tzikreshe, but if the Tzikreshe is a Tzikreshe in series, not in respect to each single act in the series, so Mele, so the element of Yidiyah is also lacking. So Mele Tishi says. So Melati says, "Be'oyid nevodom avoyin yisir lekavshim shol chatchile." After that, the echad is over. Rakshim and the habet tzikreishe. Komo kimashas sober karabonon to the habet tzikreishe. Hilchach shol lechatchile kim likaymon tzikreishe. Anyway, But now it's already 2 minutes before. Okay, so we have to finish now. But tomorrow, so please go over the whole sugya. Go over the whole sugya in Matzniya Dasarikei, and also go over the sugya in Trises. Das Chof mit alle, wo it starts Ton Rabon. Achid ich komme, ich habe es Chai Chatos, auf der Nome Beis, the end of the period. And the taste is there. The taste is there. And the Sugye in Yume, about Siruf HaShoshiyetz. What's the name? Lamed Aleph. And look up another whole taste, but just the beginning of the taste, where taste mentions the two Gersoids. And if you have time to look over the time, you will do that. Okay.
Is the thing going to be covering the
Yes, definitely. And to cover the sheer from our